Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening. Welcome to Warrior Women for God Bible Study on Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Minister Andrea Freeman, and as always, I am truly excited and I feel truly honored for another opportunity to share God's word with you. So thank you so much for joining us, and I celebrate you for joining us on this evening. Tonight, I have an extremely important message for you ladies. Extremely important. So I just hope that you're all ready. I'm going to go through the message as quickly as possible because, as always, I am being respectful of your time because I understand that your time is valuable. So I thank you again. And before I get started, I would just encourage you to make sure you have your Bibles and pen and paper, especially on hand, so that you can take notes. Because this evening, I'm going to share a message with you, but I won't be able to read over every scripture for the sake of time. So I'm going to share scriptures with you, and I want you to be able to go back and feast on this word. So please, please, please make sure you grab your pen and your paper now so that once I get started, you don't have to scramble around looking for it. So again, thank you so much for joining us. And just before I get into the teaching on this evening, I'm going to say a brief prayer, as usual, and then we will move right along into the message. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you on this evening, Lord, just thanking you for each and every woman who joined us on this evening, Lord. I humbly come before you, thanking you for this day, Lord, in this very hour. I thank you for your patience, Lord. I thank you for your everlasting love, God, and I thank you for your affection on this evening, Lord. I thank you for our families, and I ask that you continue to cover us and just keep us, Lord. Lord, I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for salvation, God. I truly, truly, truly thank you because if it had not been for you, we would not be here, God. And Lord, Father God, I am so appreciative on this evening, just appreciative of what you have done, Lord, for us. I'm appreciative that whatever the devil meant for evil, God, you meant it for good. So I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for being a powerful Savior who endured just so much pain, Lord, and so much suffering just for our sins. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I can't thank you enough. Lord, just thank you for being the powerful Savior who was just confident and who was courteous and just caring of his mother, Lord. So I thank you. I thank you for just keeping us in the midst of our trials and our storms, Lord. Lord, and I ask that if there's anything that is within any of us that's unlike you, Lord, that you remove it, God. We trust you. We love you, Lord. We honor you and we adore you, Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you. Ladies, this evening, again, I have a very important message to share with you. As we all know, tomorrow is Good Friday. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Good Friday. I'm always looking forward to hearing a good word, but I'm just excited because I'm so grateful that God thought about me and Jesus did so many great things for me and all that he endured. I'm just so grateful, and I could not even imagine enduring what he's endured. So I know a lot of us will be going to church tomorrow to hear different pastors preach on the last seven words of Jesus from the cross. And tonight, I actually want to share information, or I want to share a word, not information, I want to share a word in reference to the seven words, but primarily focusing on one word tonight. Just before I actually focus on that one word, I am going to tell you what the seven words are. So many of you may know it, but just in case, so you're prepared for tomorrow. The first word is the word of forgiveness. That's the first word. The second word is the word of salvation. The third word is the word of affection. The fourth word is the word of anguish. The fifth word is the word of suffering. The sixth word is the word of victory. And the final word is the word of contentment. And tonight we are going to have a blessed time in the Lord. There were seven words of the Lord Jesus Christ from the cross, and each statement has significance. They have meaning, and they teach us something about the heart of God. And as I mentioned, the first was the word of forgiveness. Jesus had asked the God of heaven to forgive those who were crucifying him. He said, "For they not know what they do." The second word from the cross was the word of salvation. Here the Lord saves one of the two thieves who were crucified with him. Now, the third word, I want to get on that, because that third word of affection, that is the word I'm going to primarily focus on tonight. The third word from the cross conjures up one of the tenderest scenes to be witnessed on that odd, eventful day, because that day was sad. There's four women and one man that stood stunned, brokenhearted, helpless, and they listened and watched. And the thing was, they were thinking, would the master speak again? And when he did, his words of affection, let me tell you what they were expressing before I get really deep into the message as well. Because, again, for the sake of time, I can't share everything. But his words of affection was expressing, one, the son's confidence in his mother. See, this that I'm going to focus on is primarily, everything is pretty much found in John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27. Again, that's John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27. You got that? Okay. So the first thing that it was expressing is the son's confidence in his mother. That's found in John chapter 19, verse 26. And in that, you'll read about with the son's confidence in his mother, he had a sacrifice in love. A sacrifice in love. So you can find information on that in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, a sacrifice in love. Secondly, a sheltering love. A sheltering love. You can find the information on that in Matthew's chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. Third, a succoring love. You can find that information in John chapter 2, verse 4. John chapter 2, verse 4. Fourth, a submitting love. That is also found in John chapter 2, verse 4. Fifth, a suffering love. That's John verse 25. So that is the first portion of the words of affection, how they were being expressed, which was the son's confidence in his mother. Now, secondly, how they were being expressed is the son's courtesy to his mother. The son's courtesy to his mother. That is found in John chapter 19, verse 26. John chapter 19, verse 26. And in the son's courtesy to his mother, it was in reference to the courtesy of an approved son. The courtesy of an approved son. That information is going to be found in 49. Secondly, the courtesy of an anointed servant. The courtesy of an anointed servant. That's found in John chapter 2, verse 4. John chapter 2, verse 4. the courtesy of an appointed Savior. Courtesy of an appointed Savior. That's found in John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27. And that's what I'm going to primarily focus on. John chapter 19, 26 to 27. So again, first it was the son's confidence in his mother, and I gave you the information on that. Secondly, the son's courtesy to his mother, and I just provided you with the scriptures for that. And lastly, the son's care of his mother. The son's care of his mother, which is found in John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27. And with the care of his mother, the first thing was the selflessness of the son's care of his mother. The selflessness of the son's care of his mother. That is John chapter 19, 26. 19, verse 26. Secondly, the thoughtfulness of the son's care of his mother. That's also found in John chapter 19, verse 26. So that's the thoughtfulness of the son's care of his mother. And lastly, the costliness of the son's care of his mother. That's found in John 19, verse 26 as well. The costliness of the son's care of his mother. Now, this third thing spoken by our Lord is the word of affection, as I mentioned, as he sees his mother at the foot of the cross. And it reads, follow along with me, John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. And that's in the King James Version. And now the scene is all set. So let me do this. The scene is set. I want to read John 19, verses 24 to 27 from the Message. Okay? It says, while the soldiers were looking after themselves, Jesus' mother, his aunt, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene, stood at the foot of the cross. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her. He said to his mother, woman, here is your son. Then to the disciple, here is your mother. From that moment, the disciple accepted her as his own mother. Now, we all know that Jesus had other siblings, but it was to John, the beloved disciple, that he entrusted his mother. And members of Jesus' family distanced themselves from Jesus, not believing in him. They did not believe in him, but Mary believed in her son, and John was a follower. At the cross, it is their belief that allows Jesus to bind them together in love. And it was expressed in a most practical way. So I'm going to continue to share with you in reference to that. When I think about how his family, you know, his family didn't trust him. They distanced themselves from him and things like that. I realize that life offers many opportunities to experience great joy, and life also offers many opportunities to experience great levels of pain. And truthfully, you haven't really lived until you experience both pleasure and pain. Is there anybody on this line that has experienced both pleasure and pain? I know I have, and I realize that pain is uncomfortable, but guess what? It's unavoidable. I know there has to be some people on this phone other than myself that has experienced pain, because if not, you will. And let me tell you, this is something I always keep in mind. something that Pastor Rick Warren says. He says, life is a series of problems. You're either in one now, you're just coming out of one, or you're on your way into one. Can anyone on this line relate to what I'm talking about? Life is a series of problems. You are either in one right now, a problem, or you're just coming out of one, or you're on your way into one. You know what? That's interesting. Yes, you were in a place when you think about it. You've been in a place where your life was beating you up, but God, he took care of you when no one else would. God did for you when no one else would. God consoled you. Are you listening to all the things he's done? He consoled you when you could not be consoled. It was God who made a way for you when there was no way to be made. Me and you. Think about it. Who picked you up when life knocked you down, flat on your face? Who took care of you after that fall when you were broken, battered, and bruised? It was nobody but God. Thank you, Jesus. See, he kept you in your trials and covered you in the rain. It was God who made you resilient in the face of adversity. He made you so resilient when things happen, you turn around and you bounce right back. Have you ever experienced, oh, you know what, this happened, but I bounced back? It was God. He made you resilient in the face of adversity. Thomas Carlyle said, adversity is the diamond dust heaven polishes its jewels with. Let me repeat that. Adversity is the diamond dust heaven polishes its jewels with. See, if it had not been for adversity, you would never know how strong you are. Had you not been forced to survive in spite of the storm, me and you, had life not knocked us down, had sorrow not sucked the breath out of us, we wouldn't be as stable as we are. Do you realize that? I am so serious when I tell you this. We would not be as stable as we are had life not knocked us flat down on our faces. See, sometimes God has to take us through the hardest places in life to get us to the best place. Can anybody relate to that? You're going through the hard place because God wants to get you to the best place. But let me say something. I know a lot of you, like myself, know. You got to know there's an expiration date to all of what you're experiencing. There is an expiration date. And you know what? When that expires, you are going to come out and you're going to be bigger. You're going to be better. You're going to be stronger. So I tell you on tonight, maximize the painful moment to prepare for your next move. Prepare for your next level. You're going to be so much bigger. You know what the song says? I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. That's going to be you. See, you wouldn't be where you are if pain had not pushed you there. Your experiences is what ushered you into your destiny. Well, let me ask you a question. Can you imagine what Jesus experienced? Can you imagine it? Jesus, in the midst of his own pain, he helped his mother. In the moment he stops and takes care of his mother Mary, he is paying the penalty or cost for your sin and for mine. And that's the highest cost that has ever been paid. Did you know that? That is the highest cost that's ever been paid. He was mindful of the law of Exodus, which is chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. That's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. He knew that. He just knew that. And he embraced love and affection and gratitude and respect. He knew that. The Lord fulfilled all of the law. And think about, every time I think about it, I just get like, oh my gosh, how? You did all of this for me? Think about the physical cost that Jesus had to pay for our sin. He suffered one of the most painful experiences and physical torture that any person could ever possibly endure. Any person, that's you, and me. We have not endured what he's endured. He suffered, and you know what? Mary suffered with him. She suffered in unbroken silence. She stood with him with silent courage. The beloved disciple and Mary lost something. Mm-hmm. They lost something. They lost the physical presence of a friend and a son. However, they also gained, because a fellowship was forged under the cross. And Mary gained another son, and the beloved people gained a mother. Isn't that awesome? See, beneath the cross, all of the true believers become brothers and sisters in the Lord. Beneath the cross, we all become part of the family of God, the family of the redeemed. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Come, part of his family. And Jesus, he hung on that cross for 6 hours. 6 hours he hung on that cross. He had been whipped with the cat of nine tails. That's a whip with nine knotted lashes, with bone fragments and rocks. Can you imagine? I just can't even imagine it. He paid the physical and mental cost, because Jesus' hands and his feet, they were nailed. They even pulled the hair from his beard. I pulled one little piece of hair from my head on my face and screamed, ouch. Can you imagine somebody just pulling the hair from his beard and turned around and gave him 39 lashes? They twisted and put a crown of thorns on his head and cheered him as the King of Jews. Whew, that's something else. Every time I think about it, I just get so grateful, and I just say, God, all of that, you know what? I know people standing by and witnessing King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You know, people witnessing this, standing by and see that he's allowing all this to happen. He's just there allowing it to happen. And people would ask, Jesus, aren't you anything? Are you going to just do nothing? Well, you know what? I believe that perhaps Jesus wants to know the same thing about us. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. We want to know if he's just going to sit down and let that happen. If he's going to is he going to even do anything? Have you ever thought that he wants to know the same things about us? Because Jesus is looking for those who love him so that he can entrust the poor, widow, orphan, unloved, and needy to them. I believe that he's thinking, aren't you going to do anything? Are you just going to do nothing? Do you ever think about that? Are you just going to do nothing? And you think about these things, because we do things that we want to do. We'll take care of it right away. But other things, the important things, we'll let go by. We will. When our kids can't find tuition money, but somehow we can manage to find money for them to throw a football or a basketball, don't you think Jesus is wondering, are you going to just do nothing? Aren't you going to do anything? Think about it. When the first black president ever has been elected, and he is the most disrespected president ever in history, aren't you going to do anything? Are you just going to stand there and just do nothing? Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a lot of opinions and a lot of this, what change starts with you? What are you going to do? You think about, you know, you worked all day long. Yeah, I know you worked all day long. And you're just too tired to get to the Friday night PTA meeting. Mm-hmm. You're so tired, but you're well rested. and ready to get to that club by 10 p.m. Now, this might not apply to everybody, but I can tell you what, whoever it doesn't apply to right now, it's applied to many of us at nighttime. In the past, sorry, not at nighttime, but yeah, at nighttime when it's time to go out. But it is applied to plenty of us because, you know, we missed all those PTA meetings. Missed them. I see them little things where they have where how the lines look on Black Friday, all wrapped around the building, but you can't get one person sitting in a room for the PTA meeting for the child. But I tell you what, that night, you rested up. Even though you worked all day, you got up and went out to the club. Don't you think Jesus is wondering, aren't you going to do anything? Going to just do nothing? Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, because you know why? Some of us are so busy doing a wobble and a Cupid shuffle. And other ones is so busy having church and speaking in tongues that they forgot. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Wow. Nope. Because there is a cross for everyone. There is a cross for everyone. And after they done knocked Jesus all upside his head and gambled for his clothes, you know what he turned around and said? He said, Father, forgive them. And you know, that's something hard for us. We've been through so much. So many things have happened. People have hurt us. They've forsaken us. They've done so many things. And you think we run around saying, Father, forgive them? Mm-mm. A lot of times we're trying to figure out what can we do next to them. But you know what? Jesus said, Father, forgive them. After all he went through, he still said, Father, forgive them. Notice, he talked to the Father. He didn't talk to them. And see, when we are wrong, we need to do the same thing. When people do us wrong and our back's up against the wall, we need to talk to him. You know why? So the old us don't come out. We're trying to be better than we used to be. Well, I can't even speak for us. I can tell you what, I need to talk to him. I always need to talk to him first because I don't want the old me to come out. See, I know. Now, there are some people who have been churchy and holy-roly and speaking in tongues all their lives, right? Mm-hmm, I'm sure. But there are some people around here that can tell you that that's not me, and I'm the first person to tell you that. I'm not that person. So I have to think to myself, when somebody hurts me and does things to me, I used to react negatively. But now, I can't. I've got to think like my Father. I've got to think like him. I have to think to myself, just give me time before I tell them off. I got to be honest. Give me time, Lord. Just please give me time before I tell them off. And you know what I got to turn around and say? Because sometimes no response is the best response. If I don't say anything to them, if I don't say nothing else, I got to say, Father, forgive them. See, I have to speak to the Father first before I speak to them. Because I'm being truthful. I might say something that I might regret. And see, there are some people that have done me wrong, yes, of course. And guess what? They think they got away with it. But they don't even know. I told my daddy about it. And he said, if I'll just hold my peace, he'll fight my battles. Did you hear what I said? They think they got away with it. But I told my daddy about it. And he said, if I will just hold my peace, he will fight my battles. He will do the same for you. You know why? Because the battle is not ours. It's his. Just hold your peace. And the best thing is, what we are seeing in Jesus is not a pitiful spectacle, but a powerful Savior. See, they did everything to Jesus but shut his mouth. That's how he got those words out. They did everything but shut his mouth. And I think about, even though, you know, I've talked about people in my past too. But I've been talked about, I've been kicked to the curb, but just a little talk with Jesus. I have to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And remember, that's not me. I'm not always been the one that's been speaking in tongues and churchy and holy-roly. So when I say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In other words, I'm saying, Father, forgive them, because they don't know who they're playing with. I'm not no pushover. They don't even have a clue or understand that I do have a past. and it's not pretty. See, I'm not like John. I'm more like Peter. And if you push me, I might cuss you. If you push me, I might fuss at you. If you push me hard enough, I might even start fighting you. You don't know who you're messing with. So I got to say, Father, forgive them. You know, I think about it and I say, God always has a way of letting the enemy do the action, but not getting the accomplishment. See, the enemy's always trying to do the action, but God got a way of letting them do it, but not getting the accomplishment. And they may think that they've done something, but they really did. See, I know Jesus says, don't equate my control with my condition. Just because I'm up here on this cross and I look a mess here, don't mean I'm a mess. See, again, they didn't shut his mouth. And what the enemy meant for evil for every last one of us, God meant it for good. And when I think about my own self, I know that I'm not a victim. I know that I'm not a victim. I have the victory. And guess what? That's why I shout when I'm sick. That's when I shout when I'm hurt. That's why I shout when I'm in pain. That's when I shout when I'm broke. That's why I shout when I experience oppression. Hallelujah. Because guess what? I have the victory. And regardless of who leaves you, the same thing for you. Whoever leaves or betrays you in the middle or at the end, you know what the great thing is? You still have your Father who started with you because he loves you just that much. And in closing, I just want to say, it's only when our relationships converge at the cross are they sanctified, surrendered, and truly satisfied. I am so glad that I am a part of the family of God. Aren't you glad to be a part of the family of God? Aren't you glad to be a part of the family of God? See, we've been washed in his spirit and cleansed by his blood. So I thank Jesus on tonight. So ladies, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And please don't take anything for granted because he's endured so much for us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves each and every one of us. But we have been through pain, but we have not experienced the pain that he's experienced. He still shows love through all of that. He still shows affection. So I thank God on this evening. And if there's anyone who would like to speak, please press 1 and I will release your line. If there's anyone who would like to speak, please press 1 and I will open your line so that you may speak. And while we are waiting for everyone to actually press 1 so I can release the line, let me please ask you to join us on Monday, where Minister Keisha is our leader for our intercessory prayer leader. I'm just so full still, so I'm sorry. But she's our intercessory prayer leader. Please join us on Mondays at 8 p.m. She is truly blessing lives all around the world. This lady is so anointed. If you're not getting on that line, you are missing something. It's beyond a treat. I don't want to say you're missing a treat. You are missing something that could change your life forever. Forget the treats. Forget that. You are missing life-changing messages and blessings. So please join us every Monday at 8 p.m. That phone number is 712-432-3100. Again, that's 712-432-3100. The code is 283302. Again, that's 283302. And ladies, make sure you join us next week when Minister Erica is going to be speaking and she will be giving the word on next week. So please, please, please make sure you join us on next week. Caller with the last 4 digits of 9804. You are live on the air.
Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing? This is Tawana from Texas.
Hi, Tawana.
Hey.
Good evening.
I just want to say that I kind of fell off, not, you know, intentionally. I have been doing a lot of study groups because it's getting to down to the wire before the actual end of the semester, but I just had to take time out today. I canceled my study group because I really needed some uplifting. It's been a real, real struggle for me, but I'm getting through it. I just want to let you ladies know that y'all are always on time. And I just wanted to let you know, ladies know that I really appreciate everything that you do for us. You give me a lot of inspiration. You help me through the week. But basically that's it. I just wanted to let you know that I'm still here. I've just been, you know, been real busy with my studies the last couple of weeks.
Amen. It's okay. And we still praying for you. And even with you being busy, and don't feel like you fell back or you fell off, and don't feel guilty, because God knows your heart. God knows your heart better than man. It's no need to even worry about explaining that. And don't feel guilty, no condemnation. Don't feel anything like that. You get on this line, and you are a faithful listener. And we do recognize that you do have a life. And guess what? That's why we are all here, too, because we are doing the same thing, trying to balance life, everyday life, our personal and our professional and our families. It's a lot to balance. So don't feel bad. You are a woman of God. So whether you fell, whatever you did, you can always get back up and wipe your knees off, because he knows your heart. There's nothing nobody can take away from you. And as long as he's for you, who can be against you? As long as he's okay with you, who cares what somebody feels like? So we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. We're going to continue to lift you in prayer, woman of God. And there's nothing that's going to stop you from doing what you are trying to do. You are on a mission. So I just tell you to keep walking in your God-assigned purpose, because he has some great, great things for you. He has some great things in store for you. And this is just the beginning, the tip of an iceberg. So don't be discouraged. I know it's easier said than done, but don't be discouraged, because he got you. He got you. He's not going to let you fall. Thank you so much. We love you, Tawana. You have a good night. Thank you so much. Caller with the last four digits of 8668, you are live on the air. 8668.
Good evening, darling. How are you?
Good evening, Mother Gordon. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Thank the Lord. The Lord is bringing
praise
me on through,
God.
I tell you. Every storm has
I've
to
been
go
praying
through.
For you.
Oh, thank you, darling. I know my children are praying for me. You're so sweet, and I just love each one of you so much. Lord knows you're definitely my children, I'm telling you. I mean, girls, I just love y'all. I really, really do. And I thank God for you. Every time you bring a message, you bring it so down to earth. I'm telling you, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, you let us know, look, hey, look, we all are striving. We're all trying to make it. And you don't give up, but keep the fight going. You know, let the devil know he can't win. I tell you, you just really knocked the ball right on out of the field. I'm telling you, bless your heart, bless your heart. I just love it. I love y'all three girls. I really do. I'm telling you, Lord have mercy. But Mother Gordon is doing pretty good now. Thank the Lord. I'm coming on up. I don't know for sure yet what's going on, you know, and if it's cancer back into my, you know, on the left side or not. But anyway, God knows, and I'm just leaving it all up, and I'm putting it in his hands, and I know all my girls are praying for me. And so I'm not worried not one bit, because the Lord is in charge, and the devil can't do nothing with me, because I belong to the Lord, and he's not going to let me die until he's ready to call me in. So I just thank God, and I just keep on praying and toiling on, knowing that the Lord is in charge. And I just
amen.
Love that. I tell you, I love the Lord, and I love you all. So keep praying for me, and I'm proud of you.
Yes.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And keep on letting the Lord use you the way that he's using you, because each one of you got your own separate ministries where the Lord used you all in a very unique way. And I love it. I really, really do. And I'm telling you, you just so down to earth. I'm telling you. But, you know, it's good to be like that, because you have to let people know. Everybody's not on the same level. So you have to let them know that, you know, because their growth isn't where someone else grows, you don't think that they are not in the Lord. You know, keep on.
Amen. Every journey
is
different.
On. That's right, baby. So that's why I say I love you, because you just break it down so unique until, you know, it'll make a person say, well, Lord, you know what, thank you. You know, because I felt, you know, like I wasn't being pleasing enough to you. But see, it's so beautiful. That's why I say God just used all three of you in his own way that he can get his glory, and that you all, everyone that's listening, you know, all of us that listen to you, you through your young ladies, you know, each week, get something, really, really get, you know, really get the message that you're saying, you know, where God is using you to tell the story. So it's just beautiful. And I love you, and I love you. And I want you to keep on keeping on and keep on praying for Mother Gordon, okay?
Amen. Thank you, Mother Gordon. We appreciate
you're welcome,
and
God.
Definitely we are keeping you in our prayers. And we already, this battle is already won. And he already says by his stripes you are healed. So we are going to beat cancer and whatever else. So thank you so much, and I'm so happy to hear you in good spirits, and I'm glad that you are home and back on the line with us. So we appreciate you every Monday that you are available. You are on the line every Thursday. You are the mother of the line and a true supporter. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, and just remember, we're going to keep you lifted in prayer, and everything is going to be all right. So ladies, I just like to say thank you for joining us on tonight. And again, please join us on Mondays with Minister Keisha, and join us next Thursday with Minister Erica. Again, because we are just trying to do some things. I know I can't speak for everybody that joins the line. I believe that everybody that joins the line, I'll say I believe that everybody joins the line, is actually on the line for life-changing messages. I mean, if not, I don't know that, but I truly believe in my heart that's what they're on there for. And I know, as for me personally, I want my life to be changed. And I want us all to learn, stretch, and grow with each other. So I thank you again, and I appreciate you, and I look forward to you joining us next week. Ladies, you have a blessed, blessed weekend, and you have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.